Don't know much about Zach's life. Don't know much about Zach's world, but now I'm trapped with him tonight in the friggin' bomb shelter. I was on the run from you and your crazy wife who framed me perfectly for a kidnapping I didn't plan. Now I'm stitching up your bloody hand. What do you say to bad circumstances? What do you say about falling in a hole? Men the ground with no one around except Zachary Slater. Looks like he's been through a cheese grater or chewed up by an alligator.
What do you say?
What do you say, Zach Slater? You're with me now. Who's stitching you up now, Zach Slater? Too bad I don't know how to sew.
This week on All My Children, Celine Dion takes a chance on the tide for seventh place soap opera we all love, All My Children. Zach takes a chance on Greenlee's sewing skills. Adam and Tad take a chance on Thanksgiving. And JR don't take a chance with his bloody car when he gets rid of it. Or this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza, and I am solo this week. We had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We had a short week, people. So I think Thursday we had a rerun of the episode where Blandy goes to Chicago. Is that right, people? We had Old Babe. That was fun. We had Tad's party and all the regulars. So that was kind of fun. That was kind of a fun Thanksgiving episode to show. Granted, I don't understand why they can't show really old shows. I would love to see a really old rerun. So annoying. They never do. However, I will say one thing about this week of shows, this short week. I enjoyed it, people. Sweepsworthy? Perhaps. I don't know. I can't really say. I could say that I enjoyed it. I could say that America may not be enjoying it because, as I mentioned in the intro, we are tied for seventh last week, people. You want to know what that means, people? In not so many words. All My Children, dead last in the rating, people. Dead last. It ain't good. But I'll tell you one thing. Miss Celine Dion, good. Very good. People, that woman is 39 years old. All right? She'd been around for like 20 years, people. She was looking like a Barbie doll and sounding perfect. All right. She was amazing. I'm going to tell you, I really enjoyed her appearance, people. I really enjoyed it. You could tell she was nervous. She was opposite Susan Lucci, who plays Erica Kane, our beautiful Miss Erica Kane. And it was funny because I was watching the All My Children video podcast, and it, of course, covered Celine Dion's appearance. And she was so nervous, and she kept like messing up her lines and stuff like that. And it was kind of apparent, people. I have to say, she was a little bit stiff with the lines, but when it came to singing, beautiful, gorgeous, looking like a Barbie doll. I thought she was incredible. I loved her. I loved her. I loved her. And I have to say that I love that song. I know it's a little schmaltzy, people. It's kind of like been there, done that, kind of like what we've heard before. I kept thinking of that Cher song. Do you believe in life after love? Do you remember that song? I don't know why. I kept like mixing that one up with the new Celine Dion song. They're kind of like the same kind of feel, but whatever. She was great. I loved it, people. I thought it was a little odd that it was like sandwiched in between Thanksgiving and the whole Kendall, Zach, Greenlee, brouhaha. I didn't quite understand how she made it back to the studio to do that nonsense. It like a huge guess, and it happens to fall right when her daughter's life is falling apart. One thing I was happy to see, people, Sassy Pam was back. Terry in Toronto, this is a DVR alert. Sassy Pam is back. I don't know that Terry likes Sassy Pam very much, but I'm starting to like Sassy Pam better, and she looked good. She looked all right. Anyway, where do we start, people? I don't even know if we start, like, by telling you what Greenlee and Zach are doing in the ditch. Actually, they're in a bomb shelter. All right. First of all, Zach, when they fell through the bomb shelter last week, people, Zach fell on Greenlee. And I was really disappointed, people, because Greenlee woke up. I was hoping that he crushed her. And unfortunately, he did not. That little 95-pound girl made it just fine, unfortunately. Jelly Bean, don't get mad at me. I still am not a Greenlee fan. I can't help it. I know you love Sabine, and I know you love Greenlee, but I'm not sold yet. Liking her better, but I am not sold. Anyway, they find a flashlight because they're in a bomb shelter, and the bomb shelter has all this stuff, including some stale biscuits, which they eat, people. They eat the stale biscuits or crackers or whatever they are. That bomb shelter has to date back to the 60s. That's what they were saying. And they were eating stale crackers. I don't know. Suspend your disbelief. What I will say is that they find some booze. All right. And Zach is hurting and bleeding like crazy. So they both drink a little bit of the booze. And Greenlee realizes very quickly that if he dies, she's going to have his blood on her hands, even though she had nothing to do with it. They're going to blame her, and she knows that. So her task is to keep him alive. So what she decides to do is stitch up his bloody, bleeding hand. His hand is like mincemeat, people. I was not kidding in the intro song when I said it was like he had been eaten by an alligator. It was like mincemeat, that hand. And she stitched it up, and she was like, too bad the last thing I sewed was buttons. It was kind of funny. So she stitched them up, and he took a lot of drink, and he roared like a bear. He was like, roar! So funny. It was fun. And it was interesting, too, because, you know, she saved him because she has to, kind of, but she also saved him because I think she kind of cares about him, which is kind of nice. So whatever. She wakes up later, and she finds him all feverish, and they realize that there's, like, I think, people, I'm getting a little confused because I'm getting confused with her promos and stuff like that, but I believe that the goal is to find the hole in the bomb shelter and find a way to get up there, find a ladder, make a human ladder. I don't know what they're planning on doing, but trying to get up there to get out that hole and get out. So I think that's the plan. And now where we ended up with these two people was with Richie. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about Richie, okay? It's kind of interesting. He comes back after his little stint in the woods to see Blandy. All right. And it seems now at this point, after trying to kill Zach, that he is trying to out Saint Blandy. You know what I'm saying? He claims that he wants to make peace with her, that he wants to be with Babe. And she goes on and tells him that he never knew how to love and blah, blah, blah. And he broke mom's heart and blah, blah, blah. And Richie then professes his love of Babe to Blandy, that she makes him feel alive and that he wants to be with Babe while he's still alive and blah, blah, blah. I'm a little bored, people, of the back and forth. I still do not understand why if Blandy is so terrified of this man that she could be in the same room with him all the time, every other episode. I will tell you one thing. I am liking this Billy Miller person. I believe that is his name, and I am liking him. Very much. I think he's attractive. I think he's a good actor. I think he keeps me guessing all the time. He's doing an excellent job, in my opinion. He is not core family, which is still my big problem with the show. We need core family, people. We need Brooke. We need Dixie back. We need Martins. We need Chattlers. We need to get rid of GarageBand people. Done over out. We need core family, enough said. All right, so then it's weird, okay? Ryan comes back, all right? And now it's kind of funny because he has been in the woods with Special Johnny. And, like, I love this scene because Johnny has become like Hannibal Lecter. He tells Ryan all there is to know about what goes on in the minds of a killer, okay? What could possibly be going on in the minds of Richie Novak. He says, his purpose is all that matters to him. Ryan, you want to know what Richie is thinking? All the sick places in his head? I can tell you. I've been there, Ryan. And it was so funny because Ryan's like, don't do it, Jonathan. Don't talk about it. That's not you. And I'm just like, let the man talk about it. That's so stupid. Like, let it get it off his chest and stuff. And He talks about what it was like for him after he killed Brayden, right? Like what was driving him when he abused Maggie and took a shot at Ryan and all that stuff. And I really like that. Like, I really like going back to history. And I think it was so funny how he mentioned that the surgery took his anger away and all that stuff. I don't know. I find this all very comical, but also I liked it because it was referring back to history. So, and then what I also found interesting was that Johnny revealed that his goal was revenge on Ryan for leaving Jonathan to deal with their abusive dad, which fine. All right. I get it. I buy it. I'm kind of been there, done that. I'm not that interested at this point, but I did enjoy, you know, all the warnings and all the information, the valuable information that Johnny had to pass on to Ryan. I thought it was very informative. It was so funny too, because Johnny's like, I really miss Erin. I really miss her. And Ryan says that he thinks about her every day, that he misses her too. He thinks about her every day. And I was like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. You don't even know how to spell her name. That's what I'm saying. Speaking of Cameron Matheson, Dancing with the Stars update, people, we got Marie, we got Scary Spice, and we got Elio. People, I am voting for Elio. That man is so amazing. I love him, love him, love him, love him, love him. I'm going for Elio. Go Elio, people. All right, so let's take it back, all right, to Ryan coming in, seeing Richie with Blandy. Richie skedaddles. And then Ryan has the brilliant plan to invite Richie and Babe to Thanksgiving dinner. They're going to get the scoop on Richie from Babe, they think. Whatever. It's like the kill her with kindness, kill him with kindness, all that stuff. All right. I happen to know, based on the spoilers, what Blandy's going to consider doing, which I don't think she ends up doing, but I won't tell you here. You're going to have to watch next week. In the meantime, we got Babe revealing to Mama at the comeback that she ain't going to go to Thanksgiving dinner with Mama, but she going to go with Richie. All right. Mama protests, gets all crazy about Richie. And then Babe says, I'm going anyway. And she asks JR, and JR gives his blessing, which was nice, people. And so she goes over. And of course, Richie is not there. Okay. What has happened in the meantime was Richie and Babe flirting at the comeback, him asking Babe to go to Thanksgiving and all that stuff. And I don't know if I'm buying the chemistry, people. You buying it? I don't know if I'm buying it. We'll see. I like Billy Miller. I'll say it again. I like Billy Miller, so we will see. But he does see the news that Zach is missing, and he gets real uncomfortable. And he's like, Zach is supposed to be dead. You're supposed to be dead, damn it. You know, something like that. Weird. I don't get it, people. I don't want him to be evil. It's pure evil at this point. So he hustles his butt to the country. Which, people, you got to help me out. I'm so confused. When I looked on the map, I thought it was Vermont. But I don't think it's Vermont. I think it's Pennsylvania. Because people be zipping back and forth like nothing. Like nothing. And then Detective Fry has all his people doing all his tests and stuff. And I'm thinking it's out of his jurisdiction. Am I right here? I don't think they're in Pine Valley with this thing. I mean, why would Greeley be on the run 2 miles away? I'm very confused. I don't get it. This map of Pine Valley is driving me nuts. I think it's important. I think geography is very important. So I don't know, people. You all need to help me out, because I'm missing some blanks here. I got some blanks I need to fill in. Anyway. He goes to the country and he goes looking, all right, for Zach. And he's sicker now, which I like, because I didn't understand why he's always so healthy. But he's sicker now. And some stranger walks up to him and says, you're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here. It was really weird and random, but I liked it. And he sees Zach's money clip, the one that he took money from, and he gets all happy because he knows Zach is near. I'm going to give you two things here. I like the outside work, people. I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. The other thing, creepy. I like that too. And the final thing, Derek Fry, I thought he was permanent, but Super Poster told us this week at the All My Children Fan Space page that this Fry is actually temporary. Mr. Derek Fry, as played by Charles Parnell, will be returning. And he was the guy right before this guy. And apparently he's doing a Broadway show, The Overwhelming. So he will be back. And I was actually very happy to see that. I am one of the few people that happens to like Mr. Charles Parnell. I think he's a very good actor, as evidenced by his appearance on a Broadway show, people. Think about that. He's a good actor. Anyway, like Miss Livia Fry, as played by Miss Tanya Pinkins, also a Broadway actress, also very talented. And you know what, people? We haven't seen her in a long time. Where the hell has she been? I need me some Livia. I need me some flavor on this show. We are not getting flavor on this show. I will tell you right now, that is not nice. That is not the All My Children tradition. So, just need to point that out, people. Anyhow, so we will see what Mr. Richie is up to, if he makes it to Thanksgiving dinner with his little babe. And then we have Kendall and Erica fretting about. At the beginning of the week, we see them still at the crime scene. And, you know, the police just happen to show up, luckily for Kendall. And Erica, you know, points out the carefully placed tire iron and that Zach may have been changing a flat tire when he was hit by a car. Very astute. Miss Erica King, very astute. And then Jack and Aiden come, and they're in handcuffs, of course, because they've been arrested by Fry. And Kendall finds out why, and she's pissed off about that. And I'm just, like, still confused by geography, people. How can Derek arrest them? How does he have jurisdiction outside of Pine Valley? I don't get it. Then he orders forensic tests and all this stuff. You people gotta help me, because I'm so confused about the geography. So anyway, I thought it was funny that Cladumbo, Pedro likes to call him Cladumbo, Mr. Aiden, suspects Zach, which is really dumb. Oh, anyway, we did have some nice scenes again, like I said, outside. But I'm going to tell you who I'm sick of right now. I'm sick of Jackass. And that's going to be my new name for him, people. Jackass. Because he is behaving like an animal. All right. Y'all might differ with me. Y'all might disagree. But he's behaving like an animal. He attacks Kendall. Like, as she has just seen blood on the ground that could potentially be from her husband, he is attacking her. Now, people, when your husband may be dead, all right, you found this car, you found a lot of blood, and he ain't there. He might be dead. Does that seem like a good time to start a fight? I don't think so, people. I think it's pretty, pretty lame, actually. And then, you know, of course Kendall thinks that it's Greenlee because she's set into play, you know, what she did. So she's thinking that Greenlee's getting revenge on her husband and blah, blah, blah. And I really like Alicia's work here. You know, I thought she did really good. The blood did turn out, by the way, people, to be O positive, which happens to be Zach's blood type, which also happens to be the most common blood type in the world. But whatever. I was glad they acknowledged it, at least on the show, because we all know, people, O positive is the most common. You know, but then Jackass, you know, yells at Kendall to stop hurling blame. And I'm thinking to myself, Jackass, you started it. You're the one that started with all this. You didn't have to say nothing to Kendall. She was all freaking out and worried about her husband. You had to start with this stuff. Anyway, and then Erica and Jack and Aiden, and they go back and forth. And I'm just like yawning. And finally, Fry has the good sense to shut all of them up. So Kendall sneaks off and she goes to, like, pray for Zach. And she finds that dumb picture of JR and Babe. And so she goes off to find JR, who has blacked out, people. All right. He went on his little drinking jag, which I liked how this all linked in, people. We had JR going back to drinking and blacking out as all of these events happened. And of course we know that Richie stole his car and that Richie's trying to frame him, which I thought was really interesting. Okay, and prior to that we see Ava and JR going back and forth while JR is still drunk and Ava is being the sensible one. And I kind of like this, people. All right. She was giving him what for? She was telling him that he smelled bad and that booze bags are disgusting and all that stuff. And that she might have been a drunk, but she's not an alcoholic. You know what I mean? Which I really liked. I don't know. I like this little exchange. And, you know, people, someone on our blog agreed with us that he looks like Billy Ray Cyrus. JR is fighting for the prize of Billy Ray Cyrus lookalike. And I'm telling you, he's winning. There is no doubt in my mind. Jacob Young, you will win that prize. in any event. I really did like, I liked his confession. And the one thing I do miss is Ava's mohawk. I have to say, I really miss her mohawk. He did confess to her that, you know, the alcohol, he lusted after her like he was lusting after alcohol. And that he felt guilty after, you know, he did that to her, which I thought was really nice. And they like rebuild their friendship a little bit. And Ava's eating onion rings, which I thought to myself, not the best choice for a supermodel who's a little pudgy. I had to say it, people. I had to say it. Come on now. She's supposed to be a supermodel. Supermodels are skinny. Not that she needs to be like super skinny, but a little bit. Come on, people. Anyway, JR realizes that he blacked out. So when Kendall comes to see him and presents this information, he freaks a little bit. And he gets rid of that car. So he thinks he could possibly have done it, I think. I mean, I don't think he, I think he knows, because I think later in the week he realizes, he's like, I couldn't have done it, I couldn't have done it. But I don't know. Ava finally sees Special Johnny, her fiance. Very nice. By the way, did I mention Kendall did bring JR to the scene of the crime? Lickety split. In this place that we have no idea where it is. Anyway. On Wednesday's episode, Kendall does make it back to the hospital. Very quick again. And she goes to get Ian. It just happens to be Ian's day to come home while Zach is gone. And it's very sad. Very, very sad. I just need to know when those people are going to get some peace. They really need some peace in their lives. And then, of course, we had Erica and Jackass. You know, rumor has it that Erica and Jackass are not long for this world. And I'm going to tell you right now, I do not mind at all. Sick of them, sick of them, sick of them. Who I'm not sick of? Ms. Colby. Adorable Ms. Colby. She asks Adam and Tad to have Thanksgiving together with her. And then she chooses the venue because, of course, they can't figure out where to go. They, like, start playing darts to choose or something like that. And they practically kill each other. So she breaks it up. And they agree to have it all at the comeback, which drove me crazy. Like I said to you before, I am dying for a good home-style Thanksgiving. And I'm not getting it. And we are not getting it. And we deserve it, people. But whatever. We'll see what happens. I kind of, people, I have to admit, I kind of like, with all the Celine Dion excitement, I kind of zoned out on the Thanksgiving stuff at the comeback, you know? I could tell you that Tad and Crystal both look really good. And I could tell you that Amanda comes for a brief second and she is pissed, but she looks like a supermodel. Speaking of supermodel people, she looks like Cindy Crawford. She looked amazing. And later on in the episode, she goes and she sees her mama, Janet. And I was so happy about that. And I'm sure Jordan Hudson was happy about that too. He loves the oldies but goodies. And I love Janet. And it was great. So we'll see what happens. Hannah showed up. She looked really good. And little Kathy showed up. She gave Tad a big, big hug. And Colby and Sean come with that guy, Dre, and that other guy. And that Latina girl ain't there, which I'm wondering what's going on with her. I would not be too sad if she's not never on the show again. I would not be sad if neither one of them were ever on the show again. None of the garage garbage bam whatever they are. But Ruth was tending bar and Opal was there, and that was great. And Fry shows up, not before ordering a forensics test on the blood in JR's car, but we'll see. And then Lily was there. She was there without Ava, and she had her sunglasses on. So I don't know, people, I'm not that optimistic for a good old-fashioned Thanksgiving. But, and again, it's like draped in drama. Like, I just don't understand why we can't have a happy, good, old-fashioned, homey Thanksgiving without all the drama. But that's just me. All right, people, it was a short week, so I will wrap this up. We will have some special guests rounding out the rest of the year, so we're excited for them. And we'll have a little Pedro, we'll have some Jordan, Bobby Bento will be probably be making an appearance. And we'll see what happens. If you want to write us, you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or you can find all of this information plus links to some of our friends' sites like Super Poster site and some other things by going to www.pinevalleypodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening, people. I hope you had a lovely and beautiful and safe Thanksgiving, and I look forward to speaking with you again real soon. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza, and here's a little something just for you.
I'm a big fan, and my whole family's watching the show for so many years. They would be freaking out when I told them that I'm part of the show. They'll be very proud. Don't know much about your world, don't wanna be alone tonight on this planet they call Earth. You don't know about my past, and I don't have a future figured out. Yes. And maybe this Erica, is going.
Oh my God.
Oh no!
Sorry! My heart is pounding.
Oh, we'll start again. What do you say to taking chances? What do you say to jumping off the edge? Never knowing if there's solid ground. Come here on the set. There's an audience. There's Susan there, which is like she's bigger than life. And I forgot everything.
Did you tape it? I said all of us wives that have problems.
Talking with her personally, we could be so good friends.
It's difficult. Like, I think you get used to ad-lib and talk whenever you want and whatever about anything you want. When you feel like in the business that I am in, like on stage for the last years in Vegas, but now you have four lines to say, the specific lines, and it becomes very, very stressful. I admire the whole crew here for doing this for so many years, entertaining us and making us like believe and be worried for all those people and that story that goes on for years and years. It's just that take after take, and I am amazed. What do you say? With Susan, I mean, it was just, I was very impressed, even though I met with her a couple of months ago. She came to Vegas to see my show. She is now in her character and on the set. It's totally different, but everybody is extremely professional and they make you comfortable. It was nerve-wracking. It was difficult for me, but I love the experience.